Oddly, this idea seemed less revolting now to Michael than it had done on his first scant reading. He read on with increasing concentration. We know, however, that the mind is capable of understanding these matters in all their complexity and in all their simplicity. A ball flying through the air is responding to the force and direction with which it was thrown, the action of gravity, the friction of the air which it must expend its energy on overcoming, the turbulence of the air around its surface, and the rate and direction of the ball's spin. And yet, someone who might have difficulty consciously trying to work out what 3 × 4 × 5 comes to would have no trouble in doing differential calculus and a whole host of related calculations so astoundingly fast that they can actually catch a flying ball. People who call this instinct are merely giving the phenomenon a name, not explaining anything. I think that the closest that human beings come to expressing our understanding of these natural complexities is in music. It is the most abstract of the arts. It has no meaning or purpose other than to be itself. Every single aspect of a piece of music can be represented by numbers. From the organization of movements in a whole symphony, down to the patterns and pitch of rhythm that make up the melodies and harmonies, the dynamics that shape the performance, all the way down to the timbres of the notes themselves. Their harmonics, the way they change over time, in short, all the elements of a noise that distinguish between the sound of one person piping on a piccolo and another one thumping a drum. All of these things can be expressed by patterns and hierarchies of numbers. And in my experience, the more internal relationships there are between the patterns of numbers at different levels of the hierarchy, however complex and subtle those relationships may be, the more satisfying and, well, whole the music will seem to be. In fact, the more subtle and complex those relationships, and the more they are beyond the grasp of the conscious mind, the more the instinctive part of your mind, by which I mean that part of your mind that can do differential calculus so astoundingly fast that it will put your hand in the right place to catch a flying ball, the more that part of your brain revels in it. Music of any complexity, and even Three Blind Mice is complex in its way by the time someone has actually performed it on an instrument with its own individual timbre and articulation, passes beyond your conscious mind into the arms of your own private mathematical genius, who dwells in your unconscious, responding to all the inner complexities and relationships and proportions that we think we know nothing about.